July 3rd, 1999, Susan Smith and Mary Cater and Reverend John Hurst are interviewing Mattie Lou Clower, who is Annabelle Mercer's cousin. Annabelle Mercer is the daughter of Mary Lee Anderson, who was recorded on video about 10 years ago as saying, "My grandmother is buried in that cemetery," meaning the Mabel family cemetery.
Okay. Now you can get through.
Okay. So you're going to be speaking at Little Bethel?
Uh-huh, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, what's the date?
It's 2 weeks from today. I don't know what date it is. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the Bulls.
I told him that my legs are so bad, I said, if y'all will help me get up in the pulpit, I will.
Our gospel fest is the 11th. And we're having a gospel fest at the Mabel House on the 11th. Mary has been arranging that.
And Reverend Hurst, your church got an invitation to come sing.
Oh, that's when?
That is next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
The 11th. 4 o'clock. Well, I thought it was 3 to 5.
It's 4.
4.
And that's at the Mabel House.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, across in front of that post office, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know where
it is. So we'd love for you to come out.
Well, if I can, maybe Reverend Hurst and them will let me hang on with them.
Now, we're really interested in what you know about Annabelle Mercer and her mother and her family.
Well, now, Annabelle.
And you're a cousin, is that right?
Now, Annabelle Mercer, Mary Lee was Annabelle's mother, and me and Mary Lee was first cousins.
Okay.
We were brothers' children.
Uh-huh.
And Annabelle is Mary Lee's daughter. That's my second cousin.
Uh-huh.
And her other sister, Dorothy, she's the baby girl. Now, she's over in Bryan Center. She can't, I think she's had a stroke. She can't talk or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked on the phone to Annabelle, and she said that her sister's mind is...
Yeah, that's right. We went to see her Thursday.
But you and
Annabelle.
Uh-huh. Now, so she's... You and her mother are first cousins?
That's right.
Now, how are you first cousins?
Mary Lee's daddy and my daddy were brothers.
Okay.
Now, and what was her dad?
Whose daddy?
Who was Mary Lee's dad and
who's R.T. Bennett was her daddy, and Milton Lane was my daddy, Bennett.
Okay.
Well, she must make him mad or Adam.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And she married Forrest Allen.
Forrest Allen.
Now, I talked with her on the phone with Miss Annabelle Mercer on the phone.
Yeah, she told me this.
Did she tell you?
Yeah, I was talking to her this morning, and I told her, and she said she talked to somebody.
She talked to someone else.
Yeah,
Who's going to come see her Wednesday?
I thought she said Thursday, but maybe she said Wednesday. I thought she said Thursday. She said Thursday, but that's all right.
But, and I had talked with her maybe about 3-4 weeks ago.
I see.
But now she said something like that her mother married her uncle. Was Forrest Anderson her uncle?
No, Forrest Anderson was her daddy.
Her daddy.
Annabelle's daddy.
Okay.
See, that was Mary Lee, her mama's husband. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So he wasn't her uncle.
No, it was her daddy.
Yeah. Okay. What else can you tell me about the family as far as the, like, who was Mary Lee Anderson's mother and father?
Well,
and then I guess that would be your grandparents too.
Yeah, that's right.
Your uncle and aunt.
Yeah. Well, now you want to know who was Mary Lee's. Well, now R.T. Bennett was her daddy.
Right, uh-huh.
And sure. Milton Lane was my daddy, and they were brothers.
Right. And so what about her mother? Do you remember her?
Well, I remember her mother was named Ida. Uh-huh.
Do you happen to know what it was before she married?
No, I sure don't. I never did hear any Ida say nothing about her daddy, so he must have been dead a long time.
Did you ever hear her talk about her grandmother being buried in that?
No, never did say anything to me about it. No, well, I don't know where they
were. None of your folks buried down there?
No, only just some, you know, cousins or something. Like now, Aunt Ida Mary Lee's sister and some of the nieces and things like that was buried down there. And Annabelle's daddy, Forrest Anderson, he was buried there. Yeah, I remember because I went to the funeral.
In the Little Bethel.
In Little Bethel Cemetery.
And Mary Lee is buried there too?
No, Mary Lee was buried down at Monte Vista, wasn't it? Monte Vista.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
She was going by that church where I pastor, that's what her name was.
Yeah, she was a member of his church,
and
Mary Lee was.
Where's Monte Vista?
In Atlanta.
Down here. That's what you were talking about, the memorial.
Down there over Hollywood Road.
And Monte Vista used to be a white cemetery. And the only way that a black was buried in Monte Vista is from inheritance to be buried there. And then as years passed on, folks were able to buy into that. But in one part of it, they got property from white families. That was passed on to
them. They got some graves on that guy that's grown up worse than that is right away.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you turn off off the Hollywood Road and go up through there, and all the graves that's buried there now is on the right, and all on the left going up through that, them great big trees, just grave markers all up through there.
Right.
Yeah.
I walked up through that one day when that, I tell you when it was, who was buried. Somebody in the bed for family.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it must have been.
Went that girl that died last. What her name? I can't think her name now.
Yeah.
I forgot what her name is.
And you both.
Yeah, I can't.
But anyway, that's when I went across the road and walked up through there. And I said, my goodness, there's a whole bunch of graves up there. Some of them graves I really ran on one. So found it was, this person was buried in 1876 or something like that.
And
I didn't go too far through that. I like to go in old cemetery, but boy, so many woods and briars and things up through that.
Where was this?
Monte Vista.
And that funny.
Yeah. That's where Mary Lee
was. I was wondering if some of, you know, maybe some of your close relatives might have been buried at this church. Now these are names of folks buried at the old Mount Zion Cemetery up there.
Yeah.
And we found a Horace
Anderson.
Anderson on the beach. Did you know about the name Horace Anderson?
No, I didn't know then.
Wonder if he could have been like Forrest's brother.
I don't think so.
Now, did, were there any other brothers and sisters in that family?
You mean that?
Like Mary Lee.
Mary Lee? Uh-huh. Well, no, Mary Lee was the only child.
Oh,
she's the only one.
But I think she got a grandson somewhere.
Yeah, Bunny. Well, he lives in, out the Austerley. Bunny, his name is Forrest Lamar.
Bunny.
Yeah, Bunny.
That's
Bunny. That's Ida. You know, remember Ida?
Yeah, I remember her.
Didn't you preach?
I preached
Ida. Yeah, well, that Bunny.
Bunny drive a race car. That's Bunny.
That's the one. That's the one.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's
Bunny.
Yeah, that's who it is.
As a matter of fact, everybody knows Bunny.
Everybody knows Bunny.
You know, I've heard his name. I think it was Gary.
His name is Forrest Lamar, but they call him Bunny.
Forrest Lamar.
Yeah, that's his name, Forrest Lamar.
And Bunny, and what's his last name?
Watson.
Bunny Watson. I've heard that name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he drives the race car. Now, where does he live?
He lives over there. It all still is close to all still. You know where? You know where Carson Chapel Church is? Well, it's right across that highway. From Carson Chapel.
So he lives across the street from our church.
You do? Well, Elder Harden is the one who brought the paper over here to me. Yeah, and you know his wife lives right up the street there.
I was up there with her last night.
Well, I heard she. I got to stop and see her. They said she at home now.
She's at home.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if he knows that his great-great-grandmother is buried in that cemetery. Cemetery. Now, okay, so she has a grandson. Now, is he Dorothy's?
No,
he's Ida's, and Ida died. Before Ida died, she was Mary Lee's oldest daughter, and that's Bunny's mama.
Is Ida died back in?
I forgot.
85?
We on back there somewhere.
Died sometime in the 80s. 84 or 85.
Okay, but let me ask you, okay, Mary Anderson and you are two brothers' children.
That's right, we're first cousins.
Okay, let me find out about your brother.
Well, my brother's name is Luther Bennett.
Not your
Luther.
Brother, your dad.
My dad is Milton, okay. Milton Lane. They called him Lane for short.
Okay.
Milton Lane Bennett.
And?
He been dead a long time now.
And your dad and Mary's dad.
They were brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mary's grandmother is buried there, which means that
it could have been her mother's mother.
Might have been his mother, but not mine.
You don't know your grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother, my grandmother Bennett. She was buried. Yeah, that was Mary Lee's grandma too. Uh-huh. She was buried out there, Bethel. Out there, uh-huh.
Okay.
And my mother was buried there, and my daddy, he died in Chicago. We brought him back, and he's over to Bethel. And my grandmother on my daddy's side is buried there, too. And daddy's side and mother's side, too. All my people are buried over there.
Your dad's people's being slaves?
Well, my grandmother Bennett, the one that raised me. Now, my mother died when I was 4 years old, and my daddy was in Chattanooga, and he brought me and my brother here, and my grandmother, Lou Bennett, well, she was a Carol, and she raised Carol, and she raised me and my brother, and till she died. And then she got real old, and I seen after her.
Okay.
And then my grandmother, on my mother's side, she was nearly 100 years old, and then I took her and kept her till she died.
Okay. What was your grandmother's on your dad's side? That was Bennett, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lou Bennett.
Lou, uh-huh.
Lou Bennett.
Yeah,
Lou.
Yeah, that's right.
Where did they live when they, did they live here in Cobb County?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, now, let's see. Now, my Lou Bennett's mama, she was well over 100 years old. I was little, but I remember she was living with my grandmother, Lou. And at that, when she died, they lived out here on King Spring Road, right across in front of them cellars. I was little, but I remember.
Where is King Spring?
King Spring Road is.
It runs off of a Concord route.
Between Concord and
South Cobb Drive.
Okay.
You know, if you remember right, they got a Quick Trip filling station right down there called King Spring. I think they just sold that property, some of it out there on the right of King Spring. working in that mountain building house.
Okay. Yeah.
I have been on some property out there, and your mother and them lived on the other side of that road. I bet it was a dirt road then, wasn't it?
Yeah. They lived on the, going back down to the
South Cobb.
They lived on the left-hand side, and it was her brother-in-law, Broden, owned that then. Mm-hmm. Broden, Sam Broden. Mm-hmm. And all of them is dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but what do you, so you say Lou Bennett's mama, you kept her too?
Kept her.
Till she died?
Yeah, my grandmother. Right. She raised me, and then she got real old. She was about 100, right, I guess, and then I kept her till she died.
Do you remember stories that she told? Did she ever tell any stories about when she was a little girl?
No, if you do, I just don't remember. I think I was so little or something.
Because she, that was a long time ago.
That's right, because I'm 93.
Yeah, and if she was, over 100 when she died, so that was a long time ago.
And her mother was something other, Carol, let's see. But she was, they say she was 130 when she died. And I saw her, I remember she tell me, and I said, she wants you to get out of the way. She said, take care.
did all of them live here in Cobb County?
Yeah, all of it was right here.
Wow. Uh-huh. So that's 230 years right there with them two. That's a long time.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is gather stories of the way life used to be.
Oh, I see.
To real stories, but to tell to children.
Oh, I see.
And particularly the people who lived at the Mabel House a long time ago. And so we're hoping when we find the descendants of the people who are buried there at the Mabel House, maybe we can get some stories from them if they remember. But lots of times old people don't like to talk about unpleasant things in the past, so they just don't have many stories. But you be thinking, if you remember any stories that your grandmother told you, maybe we can talk to you again. Maybe you just, things might come up.
Maybe. I can't think of any right. It's been so long, I can't.
But you were very familiar that the Mabel House was there, and most of the older people not. How did you know that?
Well, I just, I go down to Mableton pretty often, and they tell me that it's the Mabel House, and I go to a center over here on Church Street about 2-3 times a week, and a lot of times they go down there, but most of the time, since my leg has got so bad I can't walk good, I haven't been going when they go, but I know where it is because I go down through there a lot of times.
This young lady here, I'll call what you want.
All right. And you were a school teacher,
like,
too, right?
Last night,
yeah.
And I don't blame her because I can play.
I don't blame her.
But she gets up and goes. And they die. She dies herself
from the sound. Answer that again. Tell the same thing. Now, a lot of time on Saturday, that phone don't say a word. All day long. Somebody call me and say so.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to Bethel, are there anyone older than you at Bethel?
No, I'm the oldest rat in the barn.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm fixing a cake now. They're having Women's Men Day tomorrow, and they want all the mothers to make a cake. So I made the cake. I said, I can't stand up long, but I can get everything at the table and sit down there, and I can cook up a storm.
Uh-huh.
Where did you grow up?
Right here.
Just right here.
Right here. I've been here about 45 years, I think. But I was, we lived on, when, let's see. Now, when my daddy went and got me and my brother, brother from Chattanooga, we lived down there on King Spring Road between Concord and South Cobb, and we stayed there a long time, and then my granddaddy and them, they moved out on Concord Road, on the Brinkley farm and stayed there a long time. Mm-hmm. And then we moved from there and moved on Bank Street in Smyrna and stayed 15 years. And then my granddaddy died there, so it was just me and my grandmother. And then the house caught a fire. And then we moved down there, right back to Sunnyside Inn. There's some, you know, houses down there. And stayed down there. And my grandmother died. And there wasn't nobody there but me. And my cousin in Chicago, she wanted me to come up there and live with them. And I done been the man and woman in my house for years and years. I didn't want to go and live with nobody else. I just told her, though, I was going to get married. So I had met some man who was working over there in a long time. But after she kept on begging me to come up there, I told her I was going to get married. And so she wrote back, "What you staying down there for? You're not married." I said, "I'll be up there to see you in 2 weeks." And when I come back, he said, "Well, we're going to get married when you come back." And so I did, and we stayed there until we bought this house over here. And so he's been dead now about 26 years, and I've been here by myself 26 years. Mm. So I'm still here.
What was the Brinkley farm?
It was just some people over there had a farm over there, and my granddaddy and my uncle too. My daddy had a one-arm uncle. Mm-hmm. He had got it cut off his arm in the mill, but he could plow, he could write, he could do anything anybody else do. He was real smart. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so he finally, I stayed after him until he died. Because he was living in Atlanta, but he got sick, I'd go back to the farm and see about him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I seen about a lot of old folks. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Lord, left me here for something. I don't know what."
Because you've been good. And it,
yeah, what?
He'll bless you.
Yeah.
You don't forget your labors of love.
This is probably the sweetest lady I know.
Oh, Lord.
I believe that.
He's just teasing.
I've known her ever since we came out here in 1969. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first time I saw her was at Mount Zion. She came to Mount Zion to a funeral. She read a paper or something, I don't know what it was. And she put me in mind of my grandmother on the bed side. So I've been kind of watching her ever since.
Well, if I do anything wrong, he'd do it. Well, I don't even do nothing wrong.
I know you've seen a lot of changes
in your lifetime. Oh, yeah. I mean,
what would you think are some of the biggest changes that you've seen since you were a little girl?
Well, one thing with these people act, they act so bad now. And I know I used to, my one-arm uncle had a T-model. And so he taught me how to drive that T-model. And then the low gear would burn out on that T-model, and it wouldn't pull up a hill. And you've been through the covered bridge running down there. Uh-huh. I used to be going to Mapleton, I'd go through the covered bridge. Got down there halfway up that hill, and it wouldn't pull up. I learned just turn around, and I'd back up the hill all the way up the top of the hill, and then turn around and go on. Mm-hmm. And my uncle came home one day, and he wanted to go to Vining to see Mr. Homer Story. Old man Homer, you didn't know him. You heard of him. That was his friend. I said, he came home from work. He worked at the Western Union. He says, "I want to go to Vining." I said, "Oh, that's all right. I'll take you down there. The little gas burned out, but that was a long hill, and it was dirt hill, too. We went on down there, and when we got back, it wouldn't pull up. I said, "I don't mind. I can get you back up there." So when we got there, it wouldn't pull up the hill, and I just turned around. It was a long hill then. Back all the way up that hill and then turn around and go. I learned if it wouldn't go back, couldn't go forward, go back. I used to be real mannish and all like that. They used to have my uncle them had mules. I'd get up on the mule and ride the mule.
What sort of games did you used to play as a little girl?
Oh, Lordy, I don't know. It's been so long that after, when was the school, let's see, what was it we played? I don't know, we used to play ball. And then, some kind of little game they called Little Sally Walker. Mm-hmm. But what was that? Sitting, little sack of water, what was it? Sitting in the saucer. Yeah, that's right.
Take it to the east, take it to the west, take it to the morning.
You love the best.
See, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you said. There's so many I used to play, but look like they...
Sally Walker, is it just a song, or...
It's a, you get in a circle.
Circle around, yeah.
One person sitting in the middle of the circle.
Uh-huh.
And they sit while you go round and round and round and sing the song.
Yeah.
When you get the round, side of the round, watch your whipping out, they get up and all that to say, take to the east, take to the west, and they will prance over to the one they want to get in the song.
Yeah.
That person has to be little Sally Walker sitting in the song to go over again.
Well, yeah. You know what? Well, you know what? Now, after a while, it'll come to me, but I just can't think of them right now. But when I'm not thinking, probably when I go to bed at night, a lot of times it's things I can't remember, I forget. And after I go to be laying in the bed at night, and all of it'll come to me.
Well, did you all play marbles?
Yeah, we played marbles
like
and things like that. A whole lot of.
Where did you go to school at?
In Marietta, then I went to summer school in Atlanta. It wasn't Morris Brown, it was the women's school, you know. Not AU, what's the other one? Spelman.
But she was a school teacher.
Yeah, in a rural school. Yeah.
And
I used to teach school down at Mableton.
Did you? Where did you teach
in Mableton? There was a school house right across from Little Bethel. And then I used to Green Grove. There was a church down 3 miles from Mableton down there. And then over at New Friendship on Billerica Road. I taught over there a long time. And so Macedonia was the first school, though.
Macedonia? Macedonia is going to be on the program next Sunday. That was the first black school?
That was the first one. And see, it was school where they had all the grades, you see. You have first through seventh, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, mama school, that was there, too.
Yeah.
Macedonia was the first. Was it in that building?
Oh, no. The church was on across the, creek over there then. Of course, there's no school there now. See, they done tore that down because they don't have no churches. But the church is in the same place.
Okay, so the church is in the same spot.
Same spot.
It's renovated.
Yeah, they just done built another church, but it's in the same spot.
Okay.
That's right.
I didn't know that church was that old. But he said that it was 100 and some years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know it's old, because I'm old too anyway.
So your schools that you went to were church?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're all back in
America. I really didn't know where the school
came out of the church.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't know they had a school. And was Bethel a school in Mableton? What was the
school
in Mableton?
Well, it was just named Little Bethel. And it was then their schoolhouse. It was right across the road in front of where Little Bethel is.
Okay, where? Little Bethel.
Yeah, it was right across there.
And that all the, what she's talking about, that property connects onto the Maple house.
Mm-hmm.
All
of
this is same property.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Well, listen, I really appreciate your taking time, and I hope it might be all right if we could come back and talk to you again and get some more stories. Get some of your memories from days gone by, and you're a little girl. And if you happen to remember any of your grandmother's stories, if they come to you at night. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Some of our group are going to be talking with Miss Annabelle Mercer, and then I guess we'll talk with with Bunny Watkins too.
Yeah.
And what's the best way to? Well, we know people who.
And we need to talk to your pastor.
Well, now I tell you, my pastor now, he don't know nothing because he just not come there, and he's real young. There's nothing he knows. I just tell him.
What about
huh?
What about the other one?
Well, the one that's there now, I tell you, one that would know, Reverend Hammond, he's just got out of the hospital that I heard. That was his niece that's calling that while ago, and he's not doing well at all.
Okay.
Now, if you have to talk to him.
Yeah.
6 months ago before he taken the ill.
Yeah, that's right. He could
probably give you some information.
Yeah, he could probably take, you know, he was there over 30 years, mm-hmm. Our pastor. Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to go down in there when we get unscared of snakes. We got to go down there and look at some of those graves.
Uh-huh.
That's where the ball field, the Mabledon ball field is. Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay,
so,
the church and the ball field sits on the same property. That's Little Bethel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we haven't asked you about those names, have we? We have found some names in some old records that belong to Robert Mabel, who was the
Well, what's the name?
Mabel House. The sharecropper records.
Uh-huh.
There was a Rube Freeman. There was a Charles Gordon. Yes. A Charles Gordon.
Charles Gordon, yeah. I kind of remember the Charles Gordon, and let me see, and had a brother named, they called him Bud Gordon. That might be him. He was pretty old, too. I remember him.
Where Charles Gordon, where they lived at?
No, Lord, okay. I can't think.
We don't.
It was right up the street.
Okay, so.
No, I gave that to. I said that to Julie May, a woman that belonged to Julie May.
Well, you can have this one because I don't know
these people. Okay.
That was Matthew.
What was cousin? That cousin Emma Mathis. Yes. Now she was my grandmother's niece.
Okay. Okay, because she married Ike Mathis.
Yeah, Ike, that's right, married Ike. Yeah, I knew Ike well.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, now,
did they
have children?
Yes, well, Cousin Emma had, let me see, all of them dead now, and the last one that died was Cousin Gertrude, and she got one daughter living. She lives out there close to Decatur, and I was talking to her 2-3 nights ago.
And so she's got a daughter. And what's her name?
The one that got was Gertrude. She had a lot of children. All of them dead now, except Mildred. Yeah. And she her name is Mildred Mary Weber.
Okay. And so you can tell us how to get in touch with her.
Yeah, I got a phone number, but I would never find her out there in Decatur. Mm-hmm. But she did live. Let me see. That's Reverend Morris's church over there on, I can't think of the name now, but anyhow, that's the church she belonged to. She said she don't get to go to church now because she had to move out there with her daughter.
Can you tell us anything about Ike?
Ike? Well, I just knew him, you know. I'd see him all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I'd go to Mabledon, well, his wife was Cousin Emma, and I'd stop by. She lived there in the Mabel house, and I'd stop by there and see him.
Mm-hmm.
And
you would stop by where?
Yeah, stop by where the old Mabel house was just before you get into Mabledon. It's a great big white house. And the house is still there that they lived in.
Right, I've seen it.
That's where they lived. And he died, and his wife, Cousin Emma, died.
Now, you know where he's buried?
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, we don't know.
Okay,
no,
we
he's
don't
not
know.
Buried there, I don't think. Do you know where he's buried?
I think he was, because they had his funeral that little bit.
Okay.
I remember, so I went to the funeral. I'm sure he is.
Oh, okay, good.
Uh-huh.
You went to Ike's Field?
Yeah, it's been a long time, but I went.
How old were you? About what you
said? No.
Years ago. Don't even go there.
I don't know.
Don't even go there. That's all right.
You've grown, no
way. We ain't gonna wreck
it. I reckon I'll grow.
Well, but how now?
If I wasn't grown, I was. I thought I was.
Okay. Okay. So your cousin Emma, is she buried at Little Bethel?
I think she is. She was my grandmother's niece, the one that raised me.
So the name line that we're interested in are your direct descendants going down that line.
Uh-huh.
Not on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we were trying to get to.
Uh-huh.
If it was like on Mary Anderson's on another side, or was it on the side? So you got the same information that Mary would have that we need.
Uh-huh.
Because those are your relatives.
Unless it's a different family.
Uh-huh.
No,
but the Mathis,
I don't think
so. The Mathis.
So you think Mary Lee Anderson?
Her mind is sharp. I don't think it is. I think she knows.
Well, Mary Lee. You see, Mary Lee was first cousin. And this cousin Emma now married Ike Mathis. And see, Emma was my grandma Bennett's niece.
You know what he's done by
I'm mixed up. Have you
followed along?
Yeah,
that's
I'm gonna have to write it down.
That's somebody related to Mary Allison too.
Okay.
She's from the Bennett side.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, Miss Allison was a Bennett before she married.
Yeah, and I was a Bennett.
You're going off of, we got Ike's first name, and see, we're still trying to find those last names.
Well, he was Mathis.
Okay, and she knows the Mathis.
Right.
That's what she's been seeing. See, you're thinking Mary Anderson. Okay, but Mary Anderson, the seed that we're trying to go through comes from their side. Those two brothers going on down through Ike, cousins.
Mm-hmm.
First cousin,
mm-hmm.
Second cousin.
Yeah.
It's their line. We have to eliminate Anderson and deal with Mathis,
right.
And deal with those
right,
lines.
Right, and Bennett.
And see,
but
she's a...
So what do you think her grandmother's name could have been? I mean, could her grandmother have been a Mathis? Now, was Mary Lee Anderson's grandmother, who's buried in that cemetery,
mm-hmm.
have been a Mathis? Maybe
I don't know, but I don't think she was a Mathis. I really don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't know nobody that
okay.
Wouldn't
know. How was Ike related to you?
Well, now Ike, all the way now he married cousin Emma, and that was my grandmother's niece.
Okay.
Wait, now what's grandmother?
Grandma Benny, the one that raised me.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
From the dad. Seed line. From your dad's line.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my granddaddy, my grandmother that raised me was named Lou Bennett, and her husband was named Andrew Bennett.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's the other
name?
Now.
Comber.
Huh?
Comber.
You said
Comber? That's another name.
That's another name. Did you ever learn about the name Comber or
Combe? I can't place that.
Or Matthews?
They ain't got no Matthew Wilson in there.
Well, that's last name.
No, that's
not. Oh, no.
How about Mabel?
Mabel.
Mabel. Any black Mabel.
I can't place them. I can't place it.
Where is the house that you said Ike lived in? You seem to know a lot about that Mabel.
Well, when you go on down through Mapleton, you know where that big Mapleton house, the great big white house on the right going towards Mapleton?
What do you know about that house?
Well, that's where the Mabels lived, where cousin Emma and Ike lived.
Okay.
See, they built them this little house out there,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, close to them.
But they keep talking about Alex. The one that's across the road from
okay,
Mabel. But she is a direct descendant of them. She's telling us those
yeah.
names.
Mm-hmm.
What was Ike's last name?
Mathis.
Okay. Okay, go on, finish with it.
Well, that's what I know, and that's where they live. And I used to stop by there. My grandmother, we'd stop by there sometimes. See, that was her niece. Emma was. And
do you know any of the, did you know
Drew?
What was
Drew? Was,
oh, yeah.
Drew was Kunike's brother.
Right.
And his mind was bad. And them Mabels was crazy about Drew. They didn't lie. Nobody better not touch Drew.
And that's on this video tape.
Uh-huh. It is.
Yeah.
Drew used to walk when we lived on Bank Street. He would walk from Mabel's and come up there at night and spend the night with us. My grandmother, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get up next morning, go on back home.
Okay.
Walk back down. And he wore feathers in his hat all the time.
I heard that.
He did.
And rings and jewelry. And
yeah, uh-huh. He sure did.
Now, where was his... He lived back behind the Mabel house.
Yeah, they had a house somewhere there where he stayed.
They built him a house? He lived in the little kitchen house, I believe.
Well, maybe somewhere. I know he lived there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they had some people, the Mabels, they had some of their people, you know, white people. They would carry him sometime. They'd go to Atlanta, see some of the people, and they'd go in there and get there. They say they'd eat dinner and all, and so they do want to go to the bathroom, and they know they didn't have that out there in the country, bathroom, you know, where he was. And say they told him go in there, and do look in there. He said, I ain't going in that pretty white thing. And he waited till he went back to the Mabel's, and he said, I got to go to the outhouse. So Drew held it till he got to Mabel's.
Now that's a memory.
Yeah, because Emma told us about it.
Do you know where Drew is buried? Somebody was saying he was found dead and that he was buried in the woods or something. Or found in the woods. Maybe.
I really don't know. But I talked to Mildred. I'm going to ask her. If I have time to talk to her today, tomorrow sometime, I'm going to call and ask her, does she know?
Why do you think they love Drew so much?
Well, I don't know. He was just there, and they raised him, and I say raised. I don't know. He was there all the time, but they say they were really crazy about Drew. Nobody better not bother Drew. They say.
That's what they.
No, Drew. They is in trouble.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this. I heard a story that Ike moved to Chicago when he was a boy, and maybe had some children up there. Did you hear that? And then he moved back here.
Yeah, I heard it once. He went up there to stay with them a while, but he didn't like it.
Right.
I guess he come on back home.
Do you think he had any children up there?
Yeah, I think he had two daughters up there, one named Love and one named Dovey.
Lovey and Dovey.
Lovey and Dovey. One named Love and one named Dovey.
All right.
Yeah. So, but I heard he went up, but they didn't stay no time. They come back. They didn't like that.
Lovey and Dovey. Do you know anything more about them?
Oh, they all did.
Do you know whether they had any children?
Yeah, let's see. Love just had one, and he died. He got drowned. And Dovey had two, and they did, both of them dead now.
So you know a lot about Ike's family. Well, how about grandchildren? Do you think they had children?
Well, Dovey has got four. Let me see, there's two boys and two girls. I'd see them when I go to Chicago to visit my brother, but I hadn't seen her from a long time. Were they up there though?
Are they?
Yeah, I don't forgot.
And your brother is there?
Yeah, my brother's there.
Okay.
But he doesn't ever see them now.
But he knows.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
He knows their names, and he might know how to get in touch with them?
Yeah, he knows their names.
All right. So they are Drew's No, they're Ike.
They're Ike.
Ike.
Great grandchildren.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is it great?
Great.
Is that great?
Great or great? Great. Let me see.
Great, great.
It's great.
There's two greats in there. Up there, Ike.
His daughters.
Ike's daughters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't think of the names right now. Well, they call them nicknames anyhow. Forget about it.
Huh. Well, because we would like to get in touch with them.
Yeah.
And I
tell you, them young folks don't know nothing.
Usually. They don't want to be involved in anything like that.
No, they don't.
If it have anything to do with antiquity, especially if it deals with slavery, they don't want to be involved.
Right. No,
But when they get older, they might.
Well, I doubt it very seriously. You know, I remember my grandmother on my mom's side, and more than I do on my dad's side. And she used to talk to us about, you know, growing up, she was a kid when the Negro was free. And when I talk to my children about it, I'm not talking about my grandchildren, but I talk to my children about it. I have children that I have a daughter that still will be about 9 years old. She don't want to hear anything about that. That time in our history, they don't want to hear anything about it. But it fascinates me, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to read historical facts.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the historical facts are not very pretty.
No. Mm-hmm.
But a fact is a fact, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I don't live in the past, but I like to learn about the past. It's something that I've always believed. If you don't really know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. You don't really know where you want to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Did you ever teach, because you were a school teacher, did you teach any of them? To make that, okay.
No,
Okay. And you do remember that they had his funeral at Bethel.
Yeah, I'm sure they had him at Bethel.
Bethel is very old.
It's real old, and there used to be a lot of people all around there, but you see, all those old people have died, and then there was some of the young ones moved out, so they don't have but just a few members there now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people has died and
moved on.
Yeah, and the younger ones, folks, has gone on. So,
well, one of the things that we know in the old history of the Maple House is that. Are trying to get back in, you know, get in touch with the descendants of these people and find out who these people were.
I see.
And they're buried there without names.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to be able to put, you know, be somewhere near the graveyard or in the graveyard the names.
Mm-hmm.
The people that possibly did that.
Yes.
It ain't hardly much when you'll get all the names.
Maybe not.
It's like this list up there, it's just partial list. And these people are buried in those cemeteries up there. And at this present time, we don't really know where the graves are because the grave markers have been moved. And the reason this list was compiled, the people that own the church now, see, we still own the cemetery. The church that I found still own the cemetery. But we turned it over to the city, and they were gone. At one time, they were going to put a fence around it and keep it clean up because it's a historical area. They never got around to putting a fence around it, so when the people that go to church that night, they came in there and they went up through that and cleaned that whole area off and started to put a parking lot up there.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
And if it hadn't been for me and one white guy that lived right there at Five Points, the one lived right across the street, they got all the cars parked in his lot. You've seen him, I know he got a beard. And he used to drive that old funny-looking truck around, old truck. But he and I got together and went up to the city and stopped them from paving all those graves up there.
Well, I declare.
They were fixing to put a parking lot all night.
Good
thing,
the reason that's not, you know, that was, so they were thinking that they was abandoned. But we never abandoned them. I've been at my about 15 years, and the first 5 years out there, we went up there and cleaned that thing off.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we'd go up there and clean it off. But then, and whenever we got ready to go clean it off, it would be me and one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we would be the only ones going up there doing it. So we went to the city and asked them if they would take it and maintain it as a historical landmark. Believe it or not, a lot of these people are white people.
Mm-hmm.
That's buried in that cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Some of these folks are white people.
Well, I've seen a lot of people buried over that Mount Zion. Yeah. Even because, see, when I first started going to school, I was 6 years old, and we lived over there on Bank Street then. And that's where I went to school. And started, my uncle used to bring me to Sunday school over there. And then I went to school over there. And I saw a lot of people died, and, you know.
Now,
and I, did
Bank
I,
Street?
Bank Street is in Smyrna. It runs
just on the other side of the, you know where the
City Hall is?
City Hall is.
It's right down there. Uh-huh. Well, I lived down there 15 years.
But you know that you would be a great storyteller.
I don't know.
But you've been a school teacher. That's why I know that you would really capture those young people's minds, especially with that good story on that bathroom. Different stories that you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you know if Ike and Drew had any other brothers and sisters?
I don't know. Yeah.
How were Ike and Drew related?
Brothers.
They were brothers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you talk with your brother, see if you can get us the names of those great grandchildren of Ike, and we would like to get.
Well, listen, I can get them quicker than I can get my brother. I'll ask Mildred, the one I was talking to over there. That's Ike's granddaughter. It's his daughter's daughter. His daughter was named Gertrude, and Mildred is Gertrude's daughter. I'll ask her. What?
We want pictures, too, if we could get some pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask if she got.
Right, and you'll have to tell us how to get in touch with Mildred, too.
Oh, yeah, well, that's who I'll get those children names.
Okay, from her.
Yeah, because we talk about them a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
And she says she don't know why they don't say nothing, talk to her, nothing now.
Well, number one, they probably don't know you all.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, young people don't have time for old folks.
No, they don't.
They really don't. They're too busy.
They
too busy doing whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
And they don't really have time. But like when I was in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago, I have a brother that died of that 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. And his grandchildren, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
But when they walked in, I did a cookout at me and my sister's birthday. I have a sister, we have a birthday on the same day, which is the 30th day of May, and I was up there. And so I cooked out. And we invited all the family to come over, you know, everybody that we knew called them to come over. Now, one of my nieces been close to my sister, so she invited her sisters and their children. And one of them came in the house, niece, the oldest grandchild, and stopped dead still in the door when she looked at me and almost fainted.
What?
She thought I was her granddad.
Oh, she did.
Huh.
She looked at me and she turned around and she almost fell. And she said, "Hey, Pat, hey, Pat, who is that? Looks someone like granddad." "That's your uncle. That's your daddy's brother."
Oh, okay.
But she almost passed out in that door. I could see the expression on her face change.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was wrong, you know.
I had a clue.
See, they don't know me.
Uh-uh.
They don't know anything about me, so they were surprised to see what they thought was somebody who looked so much like their granddaddy sitting there, and he was actually 73 when he died.
Yeah.
He would look like I look now.
Mm-hmm.
Family resemblance is something else, isn't it?
But now, they came in and they stayed maybe an hour, hour and a half. And they're gone.
And they're gone, yeah.
And I probably won't see them again, so.
No.
But they cared about him, yeah.
Yeah.
So if Mary Anderson's great-grandmother is buried over there, yours is too, isn't it? And you're here that if we had the opportunity to get a court reporter and just thinking down the road that would interview you, because you've got a sharp mind, and we hear that.
I told y'all she was just as sharp as she
And then you were a school teacher in Cobb County.
Oh, listen, let me read these names to you. We have one of Robert Mabel's great-granddaughters has his Bible, Robert Mabel's old family Bible, and he has in it a list of the house, the slaves that worked with them. And so we have a list of their names, their first names, and their birthdays. I'm just going to read that to you, if I can find it.
To see if you know any of them.
If any of these first names sound familiar to you.
And what was his granddaughter's name? Robert Mabel? Susan?
Oh, great-granddaughter. Her name is Mrs. Woodward, Rosemary Clark Woodward.
Did you know of any of Mr.
Mabel? Oh, here we go.
Mabel's?
Okay, here. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was a Celia.
A what?
A Celia, who was born in 1824. A Granderson. A Bill. A Burwell. An Esther. A Pomp. A Thack. Or Thacker. We know that Thack stayed on and took the name Mabel, Thack Mabel, and became a sharecropper and worked for Robert Mabel. And Curry and Theodosia and Mary. Are any of those names familiar as old?
I remember them talk. I don't know last and who they was, but I remember hearing them talk about this Theodosia. That's a funny name. Mm-hmm. I thought so, I don't know who she was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you all, have you heard the story about Ike Mathis being a hero in the Civil War?
I don't think that.
Well, the story that we have heard and that a local historian has written down is that he was a boy during the Civil War, and that if Union soldiers would come around, he would climb up in the barn with a squirrel rifle. And he'd cover himself up with hay. Well, first he would climb up in a tree and be a lookout. And if he'd see him coming, he'd go to the barn. And then he actually shot some soldiers. And after the war was given some sort of a medal of honor for this. And so he was a Civil War hero. We've seen that. So yeah, that's the sort of story that his great-great-grandchildren might like to hear.
I'm going to ask Mildred to hear it.
She's heard that. But
yeah,
I will. In fact, there's a woman in Mapleton who said someone had given her that gun, that it was Ike Mathis' squirrel gun that he shot the Union soldiers with, and she had it over her mantle, and her house was burglarized, and it was stolen.
Oh.
So,
how old is Gertrude? What's her name?
Mildred.
Mildred.
I don't know, but I know she's way on up yonder too, like I am. She heard it thunder a lot of times.
All right. Well, I think we have kept you long enough. We can listen to you talk.
Yes. I didn't know all these stories she told today, but she's one of the best loved person in this neighborhood, and we all love her to death.
Good somebody, love.
We always invite her to come and read a paper or something at our church. And she's got a lot of those, you know, different papers that she reads and stuff, either, you know, religion and stuff like that. But
I just enjoy doing something. I do something all the time. At the center over there, I'm the chaplain over there, and they have things. Every morning when I go over there, they don't ever ask nobody to pray but me.
All right.
And one of last Monday, I don't go on Monday, and the center manager called me and told me, she said, what you going to be doing about 1 o'clock? I said, I don't know, what is it? She says, one of the members had died. And she said, the funeral's in Somerville at 1 o'clock, and said, we can't go way up there. We want to kind of have a memorial or something for her. And said, will you come over here? I said, yeah. So there's two more ladies on the street. I carried them on over there, too. So I better think up something I've got to say, because I said, the rest of the folks, she called me to come. I said, they ain't going to say nothing. So I got up there, and first thing I did, I sang a song, There's Rest for the Weary. And then I prayed after that, and then after that I talked about it, and I said something about her, you know, being there, and how we all loved and everything, and she had gone home to be with the Lord. And I told him, I said, but just before she took her flight, I said, I imagine this is what she heard, and I sang Swing Low Sweet Chariot. And then after that was, she got a book and had 2-3 more songs she wanted me to leave. And then after that, she said, okay, I want you to say the last prayer to dismiss. She said, you're a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. And the first time, this man, she hadn't been there but about 3 or 4 months. And we had the site council. And see, that's my job, to start it off, you know, with prayer. And I say maybe a Bible, you know, chapter of the Bible. And then when they get through with the meeting, I sing another song, and then I pray. And so after I said the prayer and all, and she looked at me, she says, Maddie, are you a minister? I said, no. She said, well, you brought tears to my eyes. She said, I thought you was a minister. And after that, she told somebody else over there, she says, she told me she wasn't no minister, but I believe she is. I said, no, I ain't no minister. So then when somebody comes, a lot of time we have dinner, where we have a song that we sing, you know, be present at our table, Lord, and all like that. Well, I got to start it off every time. But when somebody special come into something like that, well, they want me to just to say the prayer blessing like that. Mm-hmm. So I can't walk good and all, but I take my stick and go in, I do something.
All right.
And whenever, every time they're going to have, then they say, will you do so and so? I say, I'll do something if it's wrong.
who's invited to this talk that you're going to give?
It's the church that is a Women's Day program, they call it.
And they invite
Well, listen, this will make 11 years I've been going. 11 years.
Maybe we can go, because I got to show you where it is.
All right, come on down. Yeah.
And I would love to. I don't have a copy of the letter Reverend Hurst has, but we need you to take this to the church and to circulate this among your family.
Uh-huh.
Now that I know that somebody has to come back and talk to you to get more information and such as that. Because you got a lot of information on the line of folks that we are looking for.
Sometimes you have information you don't know you have.
Uh-huh, and that's why
you would have known that they were looking for ice.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Whatever else I was making.
Uh-huh, and see, you were probably thinking we was looking for Mary's married side of the family.
Uh-huh.
We looking for them two brothers' side of it.
Oh, I see.
And so, see, you had a lot of information that we needed.
Well, good.
and got a lot more that we got to get.
You're welcome.
Okay, Reverend Hurst is going to make you a copy of that.
Okay.
Susan Babb.
Okay, then.
Stop by and check, make a copy.